friend keeps running.
You just chased him out of the studio there.
I know. What's the problem? Have you got beef? Oh, Temple Mice with David. Yeah, okay, fine. I thought you had beef with David Tennant then. I was thinking, what's he doing here? Excuse me, I'm going to start my intro again.
Sure.
My friends and family, I have to say, were more excited about today's guest than they were about me meeting Margot Robbie. He is that loved. Maybe you fell for him when he played Casanova. Perhaps, like my son Woody, he was your doctor, the 10th, in fact. Or was it D.I. Alec Hardy in Broadchurch? I don't know, or maybe you loved his Hamlet. But this is the man who never gave up, even though he auditioned for Taggart 26 times unsuccessfully. I'm not sure how true that is. Here to talk about his new film, You, Me and Him, David Tennant, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's lovely to be here.
It was all quite exciting, actually. You just came in and said I'd been spotted near your house.
Yes. We thought you were stalking us.
Stalking. No, really,
rifling through our bins.
Right, I know. Well, that was the other time. But this time, no. Did you? Was that a bit of a joke about auditioning for Taggart, or did you really go for a role?
26 times,
that's
I think. Probably. I think that story, every time that story is repeated, It does grow exponentially. But it was quite a number of times.
Right.
Because when I came out of drama school up in Scotland, that was sort of the only big telly show that there was up there. There was Take the High Road and there was Taggart. And I auditioned for both of them multiple times and never got anywhere. Ramsay Nesbitt, that's the only one I got a part on.
I know, but look what happened to you.
Well,
now you can take the high road, I think, on
nicely
that
Nicely done.
Front.
Smooth.
I know.
Smooth, Zoe.
Terrible. Shocking. I am total partridge today. You come in to talk about your new film. You, Me and Him. It's a rom-com written and directed by Daisy Aitkins.
Yeah.
A rom-com. Now, in this film, it's two ladies who fall in love.
Two
I love
ladies,
it.
Yes.
Olivia and Alex, girlfriend and girlfriend, whose lives thrown into disarray when they both become pregnant.
Indeed.
Two women pregnant in one household. I mean,
that's
huge.
Full on, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And these two characters are played to perfection by Lucy Punch and Faye Marcy. Tell me about your involvement in the film. And also, you are the him in this title.
I am the him, yes. Well, I am them. Am I the him or
well,
someone
I,
else?
Oh, actually, okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Of course. Yes.
Don't give too much away.
No.
Yes, I'm the next door neighbour. As you say, yes, Olivia and Alex are a couple.
Yeah.
Olivia's that little bit older and she's looking to kind of have kids and do that bit of life.
She's at that age. Yeah. She needs that.
Alex is a little bit younger and thinks, oh, no, I'm not ready to finish partying yet. So it becomes a bit of a schism in their relationship. Olivia goes off and does the business anyway, gets herself pregnant. Alex freaks out, storms off, gets very, very drunk, and rather inadvisedly sleeps with her next door neighbour. That's where I come in.
That's where you come in.
So I'm the father of one of the babies.
I know, it's so complicated.
Yes.
And complex.
It is. But, you know, it's modern families, isn't it?
I know, it really,
families
really is.
Families in the millennium, millennium.
I love it when you meet a family and they're like, well, this is that, and you're like, here.
Yeah.
And
this is a person who's not related to us at all, but they're very much, they are our, yes, exactly. And it's a celebration of that in a way. It's also an unpicking of a particularly complicated family situation.
I know, which is glorious.
Yes.
It's very, very funny. I love the fact here you've got two women being pregnant as well.
Yeah.
And both in very different ways. They have incredibly different experiences
in
their pregnancy.
Indeed they do.
And Olivia, you know, is sick the whole time and isn't really enjoying it.
Yeah. And Alex is young and finding it all so easy.
And
what's the problem?
Yoga and eating all the right things, which is so how it is. Because I often love seeing my friends get pregnant because you never know which way they're going to go.
No, well, quite.
Earth mother or just hell for them.
Yeah.
And that's quite enjoyable as well. Tell us a bit about John, who you play. He's a bit of an alpha male, a bit of a twit, perhaps in the beginning.
He is a bit of a twit. He's recently divorced. We first meet him, in fact, at his divorce party in this film. And he's someone who's, I think, enjoying something of a second adolescence.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the hipster beard and the man bun and the rather, rather tragic wardrobe. But I think that's something he's sort of run towards. He's in the throes of a midlife crisis.
I know. I've had several of those.
Right.
They're quite fun.
Midlife crisis or boyfriend?
No, I'm joking.
So he's a slightly tragic figure, and of course the fact that he's living next door to two sexy lesbians for him is just the best thing that could ever have happened to him.
Of course,
and that makes him all the more deeply tragic. So then of course when he ends up involved in their life, it becomes terribly important to him, but then rather sweetly, because he really wants this baby and he really wants to be part of
their lives
and the baby's life. So Him and Olivia particularly, the Lucy Punch character, find it rather difficult to rub along, but that's part of the joy of the film, really.
And the change of relationship. An incredible supporting cast as well. One of my favourite scenes, you and Lucy Punch laughing on a bench. People need to see that. Yes. But you've got Sarah Parish in there, Simon Bird, Sally Phillips as the hypnobirthing leader, class leader. She was hysterical. So was it quite fun to make this? It's such a lovely team.
It was great. It was such a great team. Well, I've known Daisy, who wrote and directed it, for years, because she's one of my wife's best friends, because my wife is the producer
of this film. Nice family affair. Keep it like it.
With Finn Glynn, the other producer, who she went to school with. So it's a whole sort of, it's an idea that they cooked up between them, and then they took it to Daisy and she wrote it. And so eventually I got a part. Not immediately, I hasten to wear.
This wasn't written with you in mind.
No. I was very far down the list of go-to people.
Charming.
Just snuck
That's
in.
Charming.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did someone else pull out? No, I'm just kidding.
It's not anyone pull out. It's just they had a long list of people who weren't available or who were frankly too expensive or who were in Hollywood or whatever it was before they got to me. But no, it was great to be. And then we got friends and also, Sarah Parish, I've known for years. Nina Sassonia, who kind of plays the gynecologist who doesn't like to talk about ladies' bits.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. So there's lots of old pals in there too. Right. We had a great time, yeah.
Okay. And it premieres in Glasgow at the Film Festival on the 25th of February. That's going to be a big old knees up, isn't it? And opens in April. We will speak more after Simple Minds. I've been told you like
Simple
this
Minds.
Song. I don't know. I mean, it's
the first concert I ever went to was Simple Minds at Ibrox Park.
Okay. Yeah. This ties in nicely.
Which
thank
one
goodness.
Is it?
This is, it's the best. Come on. Oh. It's the best.
Turned me on. You lit me up like the sweetest cup I shared with you. You lit me up. Don't you ever stop. I'm here with you. Now it's all or nothing, 'cause you said you'll follow through. You follow me, and I follow you.
What you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all cracks up? What you gonna do when the bell rings? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and tell you that? What's it gonna take
to make a dream survive?
Who's got the time
to calm a storm inside?
Who's gonna save you?
song, but I've got company. Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking.
Oh,
you've got
great.
To do the yeah,
you've got to sway, you've got to stick your arms in the air.
Oh,
that's all you can do.
David Tennant, first gig ever went to. Simple. What was the last gig you ever went to?
I haven't been a gig in ages. The Proclaimers, I think.
Right. Another fun. Oh, yeah. I bet that was a good old story.
You could go and see the Proclaimers live every single night of your life, and it would never disappoint.
And it would just be joyous.
Yeah.
So, Good Omens. You've just come back, haven't you, from South Africa, filming Good Omens for Amazon Prime, I believe, with Michael Sheen.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that is kind of the Celtic acting dream team, isn't it? The two of you together. You're the demon, he's the angel.
That's right, yeah.
In the characters, even though I'm sure that reverses in real life quite a bit.
They're both a little bit yin and yang, to be honest. That's why they get on so well. They've lived through the millennia with the human race. And I'm supposed to be there tempting them, and he's supposed to be there sort of keeping them out of trouble. And of course, inevitably, we've ended up kind of farming out each other's assignments on each other. So we become a kind of, and then we team up to try and avert the apocalypse.
Obviously, that's exactly what we do. Yes. How long do we have to wait to see this?
About a year to see that, I think.
Oh gosh, is it all?
Well, they're still filming in South Africa now, and they've got another couple of weeks to go, and then. Every shot's got something extraordinary that has to be added in post-production.
Clever people are going to do clever stuff with it.
Yeah, so much cleverer people than us.
Oh, goodness. I like it when they show you, the scene before, and then I think they did it in the BAFTAs the other night, and they were showing with production design something becomes what we see.
Yes.
Incredible stuff. Also, I thought your beard was good in You, Me, Him.
Thank you.
But I do believe you've got another beard in, I might be wrong here, in Mary, Queen of Scots.
Oh, I do.
Because you're playing John Knox.
Yes, well, he had a big old beard. He was very much defined by the beard. He had a sort of Dumbledore beard. Yeah.
So is it, what massive. Do they do? Glue it?
Glue it.
And is it weighty?
Keep gluing it all day. That's the problem. Because then, of course, John Knox, he's a preacher, so he's in the pulpit yabbering on. And, of course, all that does is move your mouth about and all the glue cracks. I wasn't on that film for many days. I don't think I could have taken much more of the spirit gum, to be honest.
Oh, my God. So when you think of, like, Gary Oldman there as Winston Churchill.
All those bits stuck in his face.
That's a lot of work, isn't it, every day?
Oh, yeah.
That's worth the award alone.
It is. Hand it over now.
Face work. Again, Mary, Queen of Scots, which sounds very, very exciting. We've got, is it Saoirse Ronan as Mary and Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie, your old pal.
As my
old pal.
Love her. I've got a bit of a crush. I don't know who hasn't. As Elizabeth the First. Didn't even get to meet her. I've actually not met her. It was more that I was supposed to meet her.
Were you not allowed to look at her? You have to turn your chair around.
Again,
not look her in the eye.
Found rifling through her bins as well. It's a bit of a thing. So many messages coming in for you, David. Please could you ask David Tennant a question for me?
Okay.
He is my favourite Doctor Who ever.
Thank you. Lots of those.
Who is your favourite Doctor Who? This is from Kian, who's 11 from North Wales.
Well, I love them all in very special and unique ways. I want you to know that, Kian.
Yes. There we go. Good answer.
I wouldn't want to, although I do, there is one that I tend to see at family gatherings. So my father-in-law probably has to get a special mention.
Okay, of course he does. Yes, Peter Stevenson. Otherwise, there's no going home for you tonight. Hi, Zoe. My 14-year-old son, Joseph, huge fan of David Tennant, and his ambition is to be an actor too. Could you ask David if he has any advice for him? And that's from Claire Stone in Aberdeen.
No, I don't know. Do people ask you, how do you get on the radio? How do you get into...
No.
I don't know.
Funnily enough, they don't, actually. I don't take it as an offence.
I don't know. It's all so random, and it's all about... I don't know. Be on time, learn your lines, be nice.
Perfect.
That's all I've got for you.
There you go. Stick that on a t-shirt. That's good. I have a question for David, the man who achieved the impossible and replaced Tom Baker as my Doctor Who.
Right.
Who is your favourite role? What's the favourite role you've played on TV and stage? This is from Catherine with a K in Sale in Cheshire. Can you choose?
No, I'm ludicrously fickle.
Yeah.
It's just whatever I've been doing last is my favourite. Yeah.
I like that. These are all strong character traits in a man.
Fickleness.
That's what we want. No, you're just human like us. Karen Fletcher from Wolverhampton. I've been asking all half term and got nowhere, but please can David Tennant ask my son, Alex Fletcher, who's 13, we've just been talking about teenage boys, to tidy his bedroom.
Oh,
he's a huge
Alex.
Doctor Who fan. David was his first doctor. Let's hope he has more success than me.
Alex, come on. You've got to knuckle down and tidy that room. Or do you? I don't know. I mean, it's not... I don't gain anything from you tidying your room. If you can get my son to tidy his room, then I'll get Alex to tidy his room. How's about that?
There we go. Done. Yeah. I think we've covered it all.
That's life.
Fantastic. So two amazing projects coming out. You, Me and Him. Yeah. We can see it from April, I believe.
April, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic, which is a great film. What are you doing for the rest of the year? Are you going to have a lie down? You've been a very busy boy.
I just have a little lie down. No,
I don't. Four kids, you won't get a lie down.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I do have something coming up, but we're not quite sort of nailed on. Yes. You know, you have to not be allowed to sing because it all falls apart.
It's all right. I shall torture him now. I'll tie him to the chair and I'll let you all know later after he leaves. David, thanks so much for coming in.
My great pleasure. Thank you for having me on a Saturday.
And hopefully I won't be fine.
It's lovely and quiet in here on a Saturday, isn't it?
I know, isn't it? It's
just you guys.
It's peaceful. Just
the whole of Radio 2 to yourself.
I know, we do. We do office chair Olympics, all sorts.
Do you?
It's great fun.
Oh, I'd like... Can I come back on a Saturday? This is the best time to be on the radio.
You can do the travel. Thanks very much.
I'm very good at travel.
David Tennant, I've heard. Thanks for coming, Dan.